little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York if I can.
My mic was not on. Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 p.m. We just listen to, excuse me, The Only Place by none other than Big Thief. So that was fun. Today is a very special edition of Foxtrot. I not only have one special guest, nay, but two special guests. If you guys want to introduce yourselves right now.
Hey everyone, my name's Sarah. It's a pleasure to be back.
And I'm Ashton. This is my first time on Noah's show. I'm very excited to be here.
Hey Ashton, can you use the other mic?
It says this one's broken.
Okay, all of them are, okay. I hope people can hear you.
Do you want to say it into my mic?
Just yeah, do you guys want to share a mic?
Yeah, we can share.
Sharing is caring.
I'm Ashton.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. So we're gonna be gabbing today. We're gonna be chatting, but most importantly, we're gonna be listening to music. So without further ado, I have more music to play.
What?
And more tunes.
What? Who said that?
More tunes to hear.
What?
But most importantly, more memories to share. So, yeah. Okay, we got a fun little episode today, so I hope you enjoy. And here is music.
Close.
Okay. We just listened to Insomnia by Superfan. And just before that was Gold! Exclamation mark. By Bedroom. That Bedroom track comes off his new album, Thread, which I believe came out, like, what, a few days ago? Yeah.
It was actually a week ago.
A few days ago, actually.
It was actually a week ago.
It came out on April 28th.
It actually came out on April 27th. That's a lie.
No.
A week ago.
I don't get it.
So basically, no, I can explain it to you if you want.
It's okay. Anyway, I enjoyed that track, Gold by Bedroom. What were your thoughts, Sarah and or Ashton?
I was pro.
I liked it. And we got a text from our good friend Nicola.
Shout out, Nicola.
That was the other song, I thought.
This is the most recent one.
No, the most recent one was not the Bedroom song.
No, okay, well, the other one.
The second one, right?
The most recent song we listened to was titled Insomnia.
Yeah, that's the one
by Superfan.
So, Nicola, that was the name of the song. Insomnia by Superfan.
That song came on my Discover Weekly last week, and I was like, this is nice. And then I put it on repeat while I wrote my essay.
Because what do you do while you write essays?
Keep songs on repeat.
Just one song.
One single
just
song.
One song.
Until you're done.
I mean, it's like...
For 10 hours.
Because it kind of like fades into you. Pun unintended.
Mazzy Star.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, like the Mazzy Star song. But kind of just fades into you and it's in the background and you're like, yeah, woo. Like I was listening to Old Friends by Pine Grove.
Shout out Pine Grove.
Which I would...
Also, rest in peace, Pine Grove.
Oh my God, yeah. Rest in... They didn't die, but the band
they
seems to be
well
stopped
have.
Playing. But there's this one part in the song where he goes, huh? And every time that happened, I would turn my head while I was writing and go, huh? And just keep going.
I'm sure the people at Starbucks loved you for that.
That was actually in Tish.
That's worse.
Which I'm sure everyone enjoyed.
Nobody in Tish knows I've been listening to Old Friends by Pine Grove for 6 hours.
Yeah, I was walking around.
I sincerely hope somebody knew the song, like, well and intimately enough to know, specifically just based on that's what you were listening to.
Something tells me not.
If I had been there, I would have known.
Ashton would have known.
I was walking around the Harvard Museum of Natural History. Shout out Nicola. But, like, before I ran into them, I was listening to Pine Grove. And I was like, I wonder if I'm the only person in this museum
listening to Pine Grove
right now, which I feel like 50-50.
Wait, when was this? On Sunday?
This is on Sunday.
So I was in the Harvard Art Museum listening to Pine Grove.
Oh my God.
At the same time.
We were in sync.
Pine Grove up on Sundays.
Yeah.
Pine Grove up.
Pine Grove Nation rise.
Pine Grove Nation was present at Harvard University on Sunday, whether they knew it or not.
Pine Grove lives on via molasses disaster at
Harvard.
True.
If we just became a Pine Grove cover band, how would y'all feel about that?
Pro.
Well, someone's got to play their songs now because they're breaking
up. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to carry the burden. Before we play more music, I have a few apologies to issue. First, for whoever called us, I'm really sorry. I tried to answer the phone, but I was having technical difficulties. If you call again, I can try again. I did not mean to slight you. And my second apology is I thought I had clicked the you know, playing with showing what song I was playing. Unfortunately, I guess I missed it and it was a little late. So if you were confused by the song title, that's my bad.
You're so mysterious.
Hopefully those are the only technical issues for today's edition of Foxtrot, because we have so much more music to get through.
Huge.
And you know, a lot of people, I was hearing whispers of people mentioning Pine Grove recently. I don't know who they were, but luckily, Pine Grove is coming up right now.
What?
So stay tuned and enjoy the tunes, and we'll be back. All right.
It's easy enough to learn myself out of.
Hell. let her slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream? Oh, you know. Lord, I know I'm somewhere in there. She's somebody else. She's somebody new. And I can't help myself from going wandering with her from room to room. Today, tomorrow, today. Oh, oh Nelly. Oh, Nelly.
Hello. Hello again. We just listened to Montana by Slowpoke. Just before that was Nelly by Dr. Dog. And just before that was Easy Enough by Pine Grove. Shout out Pine Grove. So I'm a big fan of that Pine Grove song. We mentioned last break how I listened to songs on repeat. And that was another one of them that I did.
Which one, Nelly?
No, Easy Enough by Pine Grove.
Was it Easy Enough?
You could say that. Your mic was not turned on. Or was it?
Noah turned the mic on.
We're good.
Impossible.
I forgot.
You're silencing women.
I was literally about to say that.
That was an accident. Oh,
to the 17 listeners of Foxtrot, Noah loves to silence women.
No, I do not.
He forgot to turn Sarah.
Wow. Women's History Month ends, and all of a sudden.
No.
God, Noah. Who let you have this radio show?
The woke mob.
The woke mob has given me Foxtrot. Anyway. Finally, Montana by Slowpoke. That was the last song we listened to. Slowpoke's really good. They kind of got a shoegaze vibe a little bit.
Shout out shoegaze.
Shout out to my girlfriend Shay. She likes Slowpoke a lot.
Shay up.
This one's good too. This song particularly, it's got a good twang. And longtime listeners of Foxtrot know that one thing about me is I support a good old twang. And I think people who don't like twang are cowards and are scared of what their inner souls possess and what they're capable of. Yeah, you could say that.
I did.
And so, like, a lot of times I feel like when we think about our inner souls, you know, people forget that souls are also the thing that's on your feet and on your shoes. And so, you know, when you're walking in the street with your souls and your feet and your shoes, you often forget about... Okay, I'm going to be honest, guys. I was really trying to have, like, a cool connection to the PSA, but I just... My brain was not in it today.
Wait, I was curious to see how you got from there to fresh fruit.
Yeah.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you. Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
A public service message
from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you.
You heard it here first. Make sure you get in your fresh fruit. That was really insane.
No, because we even had the same inflection.
Really impressed.
So people think that Sarah and
you
I look alike and we get called each other, and so we were testing our twin telepathy, and it was pretty good.
I think we proved it.
But Sarah did ask
me
how to pronounce the word cantaloupe before we started.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't say cantaloupe, because some people, not me... Who
has ever said cantaloupe?
I've heard that. Some people. Not me, though.
Disclaimer, if you say cantaloupe and you're listening to Foxtrot, I think you're different. And I don't hold that against you. No, I don't hold that against you.
This is a message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO. We are both fruits and nuts, it's fine.
Yeah, this one really spoke.
Shout out
fruits and also nuts.
Shout out Gorp.
Shout out Gorp. Yeah,
I had my two Gorp, like, in my room freshman year for, like, 2 months.
Me too. I kept snacking on it.
Yeah, because it... Yeah.
It's good. I was snacking on my granola.
2 days ago in my logic class, one of my friends showed me a bag full of loose Tums and cough drops and chapstick and then said Gorp.
Elite Gorp.
Yeah.
Wait. What was that? I'm hearing a... I'm hearing a sound. I'm hearing some information. What is that? Wait, my producer's talking to me. What is he saying? We have breaking news. Ashton?
Wait, is this when I read tweets? This is when I read tweets that I saw recently that I liked?
Yeah, but again, keep them PG.
Okay, this one says, you wouldn't know her, she goes to a different psych ward. Someone was at a K-pop concert and threw their baby on stage.
Oh my god.
There's a lot of Dune 2 content. There's
this
one that
says,
"I'm
so excited for
Dune
2.
Do not buy plane tickets on Shein, and it's a plane full of horses."
I'm so excited for Dune 2.
You know the like machine that the like red liquid spills and then it has to like clean it up again. It's a picture of that. It says, "Sparkle on. It's Wednesday. Don't forget to be yourself."
That has been breaking news. We've read enough of the news. Okay. Sorry for that little interlude. We have more music to play that I want you to know why most of you are here.
Wait, this is a good one, though.
Oh, I think I'd be a good consultant because I'm in my 20s, no identifiable skills, and would like lots of money. Wait, did I read one of Nicola's tweets? Oh, I'm going to read one of Nicola's tweets.
Shout out, Nicola.
Okay.
Nicola had a good one recently. Where was it? Topologies.
Foxtrot has been taken over.
Oh, this one was good.
Apparently Glossier reformulated Glossier U. Thoughts and prayers to all the femme lesbians today, for real.
Okay. Shout out Nicola. Nicola up.
Nicola up. If we have one fan, it's Nicola. If we have no fans, Nicola's dead.
Anyway, we have more music to play. More tunes to listen to, which is why most of you are tuning in. So without further ado, here's Sufjan. And enjoy.
Thank you.
making shutters just shut up. There's no black or white, no changing the light, no night, no golden sun. The sound of cars, the smell of bars, the awful feeling of electric heat. Under fluorescent lights, there's sacrifice, there's hard feelings, there's pointless waste.
You have to think about it and you have to feel it in your guts. I believe from the bottom of my heart that it is vitally important for those of us who hold different views to be able to engage in a civil discourse. It is easy to go out and talk to people who agree with you, but it is harder, but not less important, for us to try and communicate with those who do not agree with us on every issue. We live in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. We are living at a time where a handful of people have wealth beyond comprehension, enough to support their families for thousands of years, with huge yachts and jet planes and tens of billions of dollars, more money than they would ever know what to do with. But at that very same moment, there are millions of people in our country, let alone the rest of the world, who are struggling to feed their families. They are struggling to put a roof over their heads, and some of them are sleeping out on the streets. They are struggling to find money in order to go to a doctor when they are sick. People should not be dying in the United States of America when they are sick. The poor, the wretched, they have a right to go to a doctor when they are sick. I agree with Pope Francis when he says, and I quote, "We have created new idols. The worship of the ancient golden calf has returned in a new and ruthless guise. In the idolatry of money and the dictatorship of an impersonal economy lacking a truly human purpose." End of quote. We are living in a nation and in a world which worships not love of brothers and sisters, not love of the poor and the sick, but worships the acquisition of money and great wealth. I do not believe that is the country we should be living in. There is no justice when so few have so much and so many have so little. Money and wealth should serve the people. The people should not have to serve money and wealth. Thank you all very much.
After years.
Hello, 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 hello. We are back. We just listened to After the Earthquake by Always. Just before that was Feel It in Your Guts by Thurston Moore and Bernie Sanders. Just before that was I Want Wind to Blow by The Microphones. And just before that was Sufjan Stevens for The Widows in Paradise, for The Fatherless in Ypsilanti. I think it's a Michigan town. It comes from his album.
It sounds like Lansing.
Comes from his album Greetings from Michigan, the Great Lake State, deluxe version.
Wait, what was the name of the town? Ypsilanti. Is that not an anagram for Lansing?
No. Oh. There's no G in Ypsilanti.
Oh, Lanti.
Ypsilanti.
So close.
Yeah, Sufjan, if you're listening, please bring back your state album project.
And can you start alphabetically so that Alabama is first?
Or we could start alphabetically, but only if the alphabet started with an S-O. Then I think, you know, then we could do South Carolina first. And I think a lot of people would be on board with that.
Surely.
Most South Carolinians would probably be on board with that.
Oh, almost certainly.
Honestly, they probably wouldn't be.
No.
Yeah, so shout out to Sufjan. The Microphone song comes from the cult classic The Glow Part 2. Classic album, classic opening track. It's great. Feel It in Your Guts, Thurston Moore. I believe he was the guitarist for Sonic Youth. And that whole song is just, he put a Bernie Sanders song to guitar. That song makes me emotional. I'm not going to dive into it because I don't want to, but it's good. And then finally, After the Earthquake by Always. This was an Ashton request.
Banger.
I love this song. I love this album. I love Always. If you're listening, come to Boston and give me a
ticket. They're coming to Boston.
Come to Boston at a date when I'm available, because I'm not available then.
True.
And give me a ticket for free.
Please.
Yeah, that would be really kind. You know what would also be kind?
Is if you donated to WMFO. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform.
Yay!
True that.
True that.
I'm always saying that.
I've been saying that.
Yeah. So real. Okay. I think that's about it for us today. We're going to close out with some Pine Grove leftover time, if there is leftover time, Better Living Community Center. But that's where, even if we get to that, which we might not, the song's not going to finish. So thank you, Ashton and Sarah, for joining me
on
Foxtrot today.
Thank you, Pine Grove.
Thank you, Pine Grove,
who's about to be played again.
Yes.
And
Pine Grove up.
Hopefully I'll be back next week. Wednesdays at 2 p.m. is Foxtrot, but I know I'm going to have a final that day or the next day. So, TBD, but you should tune in anyway, because WMFO, it's great, no matter who's playing. And
but Pine Grove's playing now.
Pine Grove is about to play now.
That was a good transition.
So, this is Noah, and you've been listening to 90.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay on the air if you want to, if you should stay on the air to listen to the Voicemobile from three to five. And, see you all next week, hopefully. All right.
Windows of Angelina. I don't. a river. Shining to the edges of my sight. Skies pitch black dark. Yet somehow really peaceful. At the same time.
It gets dark in the morning. Trade sleep for drinks in a bar. I'm sure as hell my breath stinks. Watch it float like smoke in the fog. I can feel a tornado, and it's shivering up.